A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of the household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all the property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the Feast of St. Augustine. And among the many things that can be said about Augustine, certainly obvious is the fact that he was a seeker through much of his life, through all of his life, even though in his early life he found himself taking wrong paths as he became a Manichaean, thinking he would find truth there, but still continuing to be the seeker until he came to the Catholic faith. Another thing about Augustine is that we can say at a certain point in his life, really due to the preaching of Ambrose, he woke up one day to the beauty and the truth and the goodness in this newfound Catholic faith. It took a long search, much seeking. Augustine finally woke up. In our gospel today, Jesus says to the disciples, "Stay awake, be awake, for we don't know otherwise at what moment, at what hour, God may make God's presence felt by us. God might become aware within us." So I would just like to take that word awake and ponder it for a moment in reference to ourselves. When we hear this gospel, perhaps we think that we are awake and that we've stayed awake and that we are ready. And when Christ or God enters into our life in some way, some new way, we're ready. Yet there are those spiritual teachers who have suggested that most of us are sleepwalking through life, that we really are in a state of slumber, a state like sleep. In other words, that we are not awake, that we've not woken up, and that indeed awakening is what is necessary for us. And so let us take another look just at ourselves and ask the question, am I deeply awake, aware, mindful, conscious, or do I just go about the routines of life, almost as if in a state of slumber, unaware of the great potential that is there in our lives, in our human lives, in our life in the spirit? Am I open to all that God can do within me and through me, or am I one of those people who perhaps thinks that he or she is awake, but in fact is in a state of sleepwalking. The soul we need to hear this gospel may be in a new way than we might ordinarily hear it. And so often the difficulty with the gospel is that we've heard it so often we do just let it pass by as if so familiar. But Jesus says, blessed is the servant whom the master finds awake. Indeed, the faithful servant is the one who is awake. And so what meaning can we bring to that word awake? In what areas of my own life do I need to be awakened? In our own religious traditions in the West, but also among the religious traditions of the East, there is that sense of always more, more that's there, of which we may be unaware, to which we need to be awakened. And so as we celebrate the Feast of St. Augustine, and we think of Augustine as a seeker, and how many years it took for him to really become awakened to God's grace and mercy and presence in his life. Likewise, in our own period of history, how many of us don't simply live in order to survive and get along and be happy in our own ways, hoping not much goes wrong, how much of our lives is spent in sleeping. Ken Wilber, a contemporary mystical philosopher, likes to say that often when we go to bed at night, perhaps, we close our eyes and we fall asleep. But one of the values of meditation or a more contemplative life or contemplative prayer is that when we sit in meditation, we close our eyes and fall awake. Perhaps the moment has now come for each of us to wake up. To wake up, as Jesus says.